I feel nothing. Is it true? Am I rid of these visions? Maybe the old woman was correct. Those visions were nothing but my own guilt.
My love, you must save me from torment.
This is not real. You're just my guilt.
Would you doubt your own eyes?
I would not usually, but since these eyes saw you cut down during the overthrow of Stygia...
Would you doubt your fingertips?
Unhand me! Wait.
Let me guide your hand. Hear my heart? Even still imprisoned in the after, my heart still beats for you.
But...
Our love is so great, I cannot pass on. But I am being tortured by demons, my love. They prevent me from crossing back into the real world. They sap my strength, make me too weak to fight them off.
Oh, my love.
It is all right. We can touch. We can embrace. But I cannot stay here unless...
Unless what?
Being here right now is taking all my will. I will soon be dragged backwards into that intolerable place. It is worth it to be with you again. But I need to be with you permanently. Do you not want that as well?
I have...
You have what? Responsibilities to this empire you're building with your friends? What about your responsibilities to yourself? After all this struggle, all this suffering you endured, do you not deserve some joy? Some happiness? Do we not deserve a reward for all that we sacrificed for others? I can see your answer in your eyes.
Yes, my beloved. I want you by my side. Every night I am haunted by what we were denied. But you... You are dead. I am alive. We cannot...
We can, if you give me your part of the Lucent.
Yeoman, give the queen one of your furs.
Attila, sister, no.
But you are cold. I can see it in your face.
I am sure your soldiers are cold as well. We are trying to get all our races to see us as equals, and I will not have them believe I think I am better than they are. We all suffer equally so that our victory is earned.
But...
I will hear no argument, my sister.
You are stubborn. If I did not love you as a kinswoman...
But you do, Atla. Do not lie.
Townsman, how close are we to Snowfrost?
Very close, m'lady. It will be over the rise to the edge of this forest.
We are close! Pick up your pacing!
How should we approach this mission, sister?
On cat feet until we find this creature. At which point we reveal that the cat is a tiger.
You hide the poetry in your warrior's soul.
You take back those words. A true titan is only built for battle, to strike down their enemies.
And I would have no one else at my side when facing those enemies, sister. It is hard to fully see through this snow.
Maybe we should send a scout?
A good idea.
Goklo!
Yes, General?
Move ahead, stealthily, and return with an assessment of the town. Be quick.
At once, General.
We will have a better sense of our battlefield shortly. Goklo is the fastest rider in this complement.
I do hope this is brief. There's still so much to do at the capital.
Do not worry, my sister. Once I get my hands on this beast, we will already be halfway home.
And this is where your dead are buried?
Yes, ma'am, but they were not warriors.
They were farmers and miners and women who died in childbirth.
I do not need skilled fighters, peon. What I need are numbers.
But mistress, if the false queen is intended, I can easily defeat them all.
I know you can, my dear Sandy, but I have other plans for you in this raid.
I must agree with the large silicate lady, my queen. She is a strapping lass.
Did you ever wonder why I made Sandy out of sand instead of rock or animating a bronze statue?
Because my color matches your garments.
Oh, such a sweet subordinate you are. It is not Sandy's strength that will make her invaluable for this gambit, which means you will need more aid to take care of Her Highness.
Certainly. I can more than handle Hastro one-on-one.
You have not fought this unsophisticated piglet, runt. I have. You will need support.
Your nickname for me is beginning to rankle.
And knowing the Titan mind, Atla will wish to confront Garou by herself, leaving her cohorts to protect the Queen. And we will need to keep them occupied while you do your part.
Well, you put it that way.
Dust and bone and nail and hair. Bow to me as I declare that you must stir again and live, and as my army now, arise!
I think you meant live and not live.
Artistic license. Besides, it has worked, did it not?
I can't give you the Lucent. Hastra trusted me with it. It is a solemn responsibility to keep it from falling into the wrong hands.
Do you mean that these hands that have held you so tenderly are the wrong hands?
No, but...
It is not as if it would be back in your hands, beloved. And then we would be together, my strong arm added to your magics in defense of your friend's realm. One action, and we can add to the strength of the vision you share with your queen.
But that vision is built on the trust we have for each other. The four of us should hear your entreaty together.
But there is no time. Every moment here in this hell eats away at me. I will not last much longer.
I can summon Medeas. She can be here in a moment. Maybe the two of us, with both of our lucents, can come up with a solution.
Do you not hear? What is left of my spirit is being eaten by the devils here. I lose more and more of myself. Soon I will not exist. I will be gone forever.
Together, my sister and I can enter your prison, fight off these demons, carry you back.
My love, please!
This is a village? But where are the villagers? No evidence of villagers. Calm, my steed. Calm. Man or beast, step forward! Steady. Steady.
Hey.
What is that?
It does not sound like happy conversation. And Goklo is one of my best warriors. Let me go ahead.
Do so.
You will protect the queen with your lives! I will return soon, sister. Hopefully with a new pelt we can make a rug out of.
Be safe.
And you. Hiya!
What are your orders, Your Highness?
We hold here and wait.
Why do you hesitate, my love? We are bound by Rubar T. We have always been. Surely you cannot abandon the gift our gods have given us in loyalty to one who is not like us.
But that outsider, all of my sisters, did so much to free us from the yoke of Stygia. You know, as strong as our bond is, so is the one to Hastra and my sisters.
I am in pain, my love. I speak out of desperation. With every second I become less and less. I will be gone before the sky lightens a shade more.
But
Goklo! Goklo! Hush, Leviathan. Although if this smelled more like a trap, we would already be bleeding. Goklo! Come out of hiding! And if you are not Goklo, come out to meet my blade. Show yourself!
I'm afraid that would be dishonest of me, eh?
Where are you?
Coming closer.
These tactics will not work. I am Titan! I do not yield to fear.
I've never tasted Titan blood before.
Stop skulking and face me!
Sure.
Again, that animal roar.
Something approaches, Your Highness. That noise.
It's coming from all around.
Prepare to fight. Fight for your lives.
I must have trust in you, my love, my Rubar T. Here.
Thank you, Demetra. Thank you so much.
Listening to Barbarian Queen 2, The Empress Strikes Back, Part 4, a VHS box theater production written by Thomas DJ, inspired by the 1990 movie Barbarian Queen 2, The Empress Strikes Back, directed by Joe Finley. Produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design and music by Chris Honeywell. Performed by the Akadekaganagon Theater Works. Nicole Tomte was Stygia. David Ellis was Nahil. Sarah Palmero was Demetra. Chris Tyler was Tylonius. Vanessa Van Zer was Hostra. Charlie Niemeyer was Courier and Shieldbearer. Tim Price was Yoden and Cavalry. Anna Crawford was Sandy. Desmond Reddick was Guru. Casey Boudinot was Atla. Luke Giaconetti was Goklo. Claire Void was Villager. Chris Honeywell was Yeoman. For more information on this and other upcoming projects, please visit us at 8twtheater.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.